Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine officials say Russia is mustering its military might in the Luhansk region of Ukraine in what Kyiv suspects is preparation for an offensive in the eastern area in coming weeks. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports.
Military analysts anticipate a new push soon by Moscow's forces, with the Institute for the Study of War saying in an assessment late Tuesday that an imminent Russian offensive in the coming months is the most likely course of action. Luhansk Governor Serhiy Hayday says there is an active transfer of Russian troops to the region, and they're definitely preparing for something on the Eastern Front in February. A new offensive might also coincide with the invasion anniversary on February 24. I'm Charles De La Desma.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky commended law enforcement on a recent anti-corruption operation on Wednesday, saying that, quote, justice will be ensured. Ukrainian media reported high-profile anti-corruption raids targeted an oligarch and a former interior minister. The Security Service of Ukraine said in its announcement that two officials from a customs office in northern Ukraine were placed under house arrest on accusations that they helped illegally import ambulances without paying customs fees. U.S. President Joe Biden and House of Representatives Speaker Kevin McCarthy have met for more than an hour at the White House, aiming to avert a national debt limit crisis. There was no quick progress on related federal spending action, but the Republican leader called it a, quote, good first meeting. It was their first since the leader took power in the House. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This